America Weekend.
Hi, and welcome back to America Weekend. It's great to be with you. I'm Valerie Smaldone, spending time and talking about all kinds of interesting topics today. This is what the weekend is for, you know, bringing up things that maybe you don't have time for during the week. Well, recently I came across an article in the New York Times, 13 questions, not 12 and not 14, but 13 questions to ask before getting married. And I thought, oh, this is timely, as people are, you know, in the spring embarking upon engagements and marriages too. So, you know, if you're thinking about getting married or about to do it, why not ask these questions right before you do it? I think it's important. So 13 questions to ask. I don't know if I'll get to all of them, but including some very important things like basic ways to proceed during the day, whether you have children or about money or about in-laws. So let's go to one of the points. Will we have children? That's very important to discuss, really, before you walk down that aisle. And if we do have children, will you change the diapers? So it's something to discuss. Think about it. The real nitty-gritty, down-to-earth questions we never really consider before engaging upon a marriage life, right? So before getting married, people should really discuss if they want children, how many do they want, which sometimes works, and when do you want them? How do you imagine your roles as parents? And things like changing diapers, really, really important. What about experiences with your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend? So there's a person at the National Marriage Project in the University of Virginia that went to his research and realized that many serious relationships can pose a risk for divorce and reduced marital quality. So if you have had a relationship with your ex and it is infringing upon your current relationship, that's really something to consider and certainly talk about it. Absolutely, right? What about religion? Now, this is crucial. This, to me, this is something you absolutely have to discuss. If you come from different religious backgrounds, how are you going to proceed? Are you each going to just respect the other person and embrace the traditions of that religion? Is somebody not negotiating about that at all? If they're saying, I am not budging on this, I want to be my religion and you have to be my religion, well, one of you has to convert. What about how you'll handle the children? Very, very important question to ask. Now, this is a sticky wicket. This is debt. If your significant other has debt and wants to know if you would be willing to bail that person out, this is something you really have to consider. How do you feel about being that person? Do you want your partner to have complete financial self-sufficiency? Are your resources going to be commingled or separate? When you commingle, you also are, the other side of the coin, engaging in debt. So if there is a tremendous discrepancy between your income and your partner's, you really need to start thinking about how you're going to proceed and create a basic budget according to your proportional incomes. This is a question I liked. What's the most you'd be willing to spend on a car, a couch, and shoes? So this is to indicate how couples are on the same page in terms of your financial tolerance, your caution, or recklessness. So I think that's a fun discussion to have. What about doing things without each other? Many people in marriage think you have to be tied at the hip, but many people really enjoy having their own friends, their own hobbies, their own time away. So this is something to also talk about. I think these are excellent questions, by the way. And then finally, I can't get to all of them, but before I wrap up, do we like each other's parents? Remember, you're marrying the family as well. You have to think about that too, okay? Some very important questions to consider. It was in the New York Times. Questions to ask yourself before getting married. Good, good information for all of us. Thanks for joining me. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend. America. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058. Use promo code AW or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When it comes to spending money, the experts talk about luxuries and necessities.
We think it's helpful to fine-tune those categories. Think wants, needs, and musts.
It's easy to define our musts: food, clothing, shelter, and transportation. But you have choices even within this category.
Think about a car. It's a must. But is it something reliable or a statement of who you are? The price you pay will be quite different,
which will affect how much money you have for other needs and wants.
So before you buy, ask yourself, what else could you spend the money on? Would that make you happier?
By consciously weighing your choices against all your options, you'll have more money for what you really want. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.